Free Talk Live. We are here live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition of the program. As always, we'll take your phone calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Of course, we are here at Porkfest 2012, which means there are interesting people in our audience and out and about the campground that we'd always love to have a chance to talk to. Some of them you've heard before if you listen to the show for a long time. Others you may never have heard before because we've there's always new people that are coming here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, a friendly face that we've definitely had on before is Kevin Innes, and he is here on the third microphone. Good evening, Kevin.
Hello there.
Now, Kevin,
good to be here.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you back here. You're number two at Porkfest, correct?
Number two?
I'm asking you, is this your second year?
This is the third time I've been
here. Third time? Well,
yep.
That's excellent.
I was back in 2008, I believe.
Yep. Oh, okay. And then you had a little break where you sat in a prison cell for a couple of years.
My little retreat with meditation and yoga and stuff like that.
That's what we call it in Keene, is the Keene Spiritual Retreat. You might as well look at it from a positive perspective.
Hey, whatever.
So what were you in a jail cell for, anyway, for our listeners that don't know?
Well, trying to promote honest currency that's backed by value. Basically, that was completely open and honest.
Like a criminal act.
Hey, that surprised them. You know, why would you go to the police and tell them what you're doing and try to be upfront with them if you're a criminal?
And what were you telling the police?
I was saying, hey, this is what I'm promoting, and want to check in with you, not to get your approval, but just to let you know what's up. And they had already checked with secret police. Yes, Secret Service, whatever you want to call it. And you're not breaking any law, but we can't endorse what you're doing, but
have a nice time.
Have a good time. Yeah, yes. Breaks. We don't think it'll work, but knock yourself out, basically.
You were told by the police you weren't breaking any laws.
Yes. Of course, they were told by Secret Service that I was not breaking any law.
So, as usual, just, one bureaucrat passing the buck to another.
Right.
But either way, they were told you weren't breaking laws. They told you you weren't breaking any laws. So you had no reason to believe that what you were doing was illegal.
What's a conscientious person supposed to do? You go to the local folks and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Are we cool or not?
Right, and it's understandable why you would have been a little bit nervous about what you were doing, because you were doing business with the Liberty Dollar, and I've done this too. I was an associate of the Liberty Dollar for a few years back when it existed. It no longer exists because they went and raided the offices of the Liberty Dollar. They took all of the gold and silver, they meaning the federal government.
That was on deposit or was part of the order that was coming in, which had mostly had Ron Paul's face on it. Counterfeit, hey, it's supposed to be similitude, so much similar, like a couple of mics you guys are holding, that you can't tell the difference between them. That's similitude. Not look for every opportunity to see how they're the same.
Certainly true that they didn't take every single Liberty Dollar out of circulation.
Only about 95% that were in the backing.
Only about 95 or 5%?
5% was all that was seized, because that was the low-hanging fruit. That was in the same mint that the U.S. Mint makes their silver from, Sunshine Mint,
right,
primarily. And that was just backing the certificates and the electronic.
Because the Liberty Dollar had paper certificates that actually said you could redeem this paper for silver. But the most popular way to use the Liberty Dollar was the actual one-ounce silver pieces that were being circulated and had been circulated for approximately a decade prior to the raid.
Yes, and we've been completely open and honest. A federally registered mint mark was on each piece that the founder, Bernard von Nothaus, was also trying to be upfront with everybody, too.
Along with an 800 number and a website. I mean, when was the last time anybody saw an 800 number or a website on an American piece of currency that wasn't just stamped on there, like, where's George or something?
Right. And don't the coins that we normally use have denominations higher than a dollar? Or not?
Generally, no. You get $1 pieces are the largest, and mostly people don't use them.
Right. $10 and $20. Somebody look at it. What? A coin that has $10 on it? That's weird. Wouldn't the average person say that maybe that's not counterfeit?
But some people would say it was the bills that they went after.
They weren't in circulation. Hardly anybody used them in circulation.
No. And they multicolored and not the shape of dollar bills.
The claims were never about the bills. If you look at the case Bernard von Nothaus, the founder, was convicted upon, it was all about what they called coins. Even though Bernard never called them coins, he always called them things like silver pieces.
Pieces around.
Right. Yes.
Around.
Yeah. So there was never any misunderstanding amongst the local police or anybody. And after that, actually contacting, I went to every police officer that was on the beat or hanging out in their squad car, maybe eating donuts. Hey, this is what you got. I've got, have you seen, read your circular? Oh, yeah, I seem to recall. Yeah, they're cool.
And you were a regional currency officer for how many years prior to the raid on the Liberty Dollar?
3 years.
3 years.
2004 to 2007.
And how many of these regional currency officers did they arrest besides you?
None.
So why did they arrest you? Why did they pick you?
I was a low-hanging fruit. I was in the same region the FBI officer was residing, and he seemed to be coming after a Patriot Network guy, Robert Clarkson, who had been successful for 20 years beating the IRS on procedure. And so I went to his meetings. I was promoting this as, you know, part of my kind of demographic of people who are interested in this forward-thinking concept of financial honesty.
Okay, so I wish we could talk more about your situation because it's fascinating.
Yeah, right.
But you actually came here to talk about something that's developing today. I just wanted to kind of establish that you've got a long history in actually putting your butt on the line for alternative currencies and to promote the idea of gold and silver, for instance, as an alternative to the U.S. dollar. What's happening in Utah?
Utah last year passed the Legal Tender Act of 2011, which was the reestablishment of the concept of having silver and gold as currency within the state of Utah, fulfilling their fiduciary responsibility of being kind of a buffer between the people and the federal government. And they're continuing. I met with them on my travels recently and met with some federal legislators, and they are very honestly pursuing the involved in the, laying the legal groundwork within the state to have silver and gold be used on a regular basis.
Now, you can use silver and gold, as I understand it, in Utah to pay taxes. And that's really the sort of the foundation of it, is once they tell their bureaucrats, look, you've got to take this money in the payment of taxes, it makes it a lot easier for it to be used as currency. Is that right?
They are moving in that direction. They haven't actually got it approved. What they have got approved, that it is a viable currency. How it's going to be used, that's the next.
I see.
It's incremental, and they're working on how to establish that through proper legal procedure.
Yeah, and it's one of those situations where, you know, I mean, like, people are free to take gold and silver as payment for debts, in the marketplace.
Right.
That's not a problem. But it's kind of making it recognized by the government bureaucrats, and then it can trickle down to, you know, sort of the private sector bureaucrats that work for people.
The issue is they want a cut of the action.
Okay.
They want to have, how do you pay tax?
Yep.
So the State Department of Revenue wants to figure out how to accept silver as a payment in taxes. So you have a two price system, one in Federal Reserve notes, one in silver. Okay? So you pay 7% in silver for this product.
So now, this, just to clarify, what's going on in Utah is not a state currency. It's just that there's some sort of an acceptance of gold and silver by the state. Is that right?
They're more working multi-prong. You know, how to establish silver and gold as a legal tender in a practical form within the state of Utah.
So they are looking at doing a state-minted gold and silver?
How that's going to play out exactly, I don't know. They're still working that out.
But according to the Constitution, the states can create their own currency as long as that currency is gold and silver.
No. They cannot create their own coins. That has to be federally made.
Okay.
But they can have a private company do it. No problem. Hey, Federal Reserve's creating currency, right? And there's no tax on currency exchange. It's only on, well, I mean, the percentage, you know, as far as sales tax is the biggest stumbling block right now.
Doing business,
And to have different forms, not just U.S. mint pieces, but other forms, other types, you know, potentially junk silver. And they're working on having a penny weight system. So 100 penny weight is then 1 ounce. Half an ounce is 50 penny weight. So you have some kind of digital process as to make it more fluent.
Where else are you seeing this being developed besides Utah? Is there anywhere else where this sort of thing's happening?
Well, I think Denver or Colorado has something on the books of silver and gold. I mean, it's all in every state constitution, actually, that silver and gold is to be the only currency for all debts, public and private.
I'm sure we see some expansion of this. Kevin, is there a good website to put out there for our listeners on this?
Let's see. The
if you don't
Utah,
we're out of time. We're doing
Utah,
a 3
new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with the 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free 855-450-FREE. We're here live in the Saturday edition of the program from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. Just a festival campground packed full of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand the ideas of freedom and are willing to actually do something about achieving it in our lifetime. Hopefully hopefully they'll all move here to New Hampshire someday. That would be great because we can do more when we work together and we concentrate our activism all in the same place. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what has created the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a festival put on a yearly basis by the Free State Project. And the idea is to gather as many people together in the same place. New Hampshire is the chosen place, and it's already working. There are over 1,000 people that are here now, 1,000 people that have made them, that already live in or have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We got over 12,000 people that have pledged to make that move, and more are coming at all times. Hopefully there's some new people that have visited New Hampshire for the first time this week that have decided that, yes, I am going to make the move. This is as awesome as I expected it to be, or more so, and I want to experience this community on a more regular basis, because that's really what you're going to get if you move to some of the more populated areas in New Hampshire. You're literally, you can surround yourself with people who love the ideas of freedom. And, of course, the more people that we get here, the more effective we'll all be at promoting the message of liberty to the other folks around us, because we've got to get them on board, too, with these ideas. Otherwise, this is just not going to work. But luckily, you know, the truth is on our side. Peace is our, you know, the basis of this movement. Liberty, truth, we've got it all. So I think we can persuade people to come on board with these ideas. We just have to work at it and get the numbers on the ground to make it more possible. So once again, freestateproject.org to learn more about this excellent movement.
You know, one of the things we were talking about in the last segment is sort of the honesty behind money. When you think about the United States Federal Reserve note, you realize there's nothing that backs it. Whereas, you know, if you want honest money, you should look into precious metals, among other things. And if you want to get precious metals in your hand, the best way to do that is gold.freetalklive.com. There you can go comparison shop easily between different types of gold pieces, coins, rounds, or whatever you might want. And you'll be able to get some of the best rates on the Internet. In the process, not only will you be helping yourself by getting gold and silver in your hand, but you'll be helping Free Talk Live, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
That's right. And as I mentioned, we're at Porkfest 2012, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's been a lot going on throughout the entire week. Today, activities were packed into the schedule. People were out doing all manner of different things. Of course, yesterday, there's been fun parties going on all week long, like the Bigger Gayer Dance Party. And, you know, randomly you just run across people while you're out and about at Porkfest because there's just so many people here, many of them you've never met before. And I ran into Cal, who's sitting with us this evening on our third microphone. Oh, and by the way, before we get to Cal, I just want to mention we had asked Kevin Innes for a website about what's going on with the Utah money situation. We ran out of time before he could get it out on the air. What he was going to say was UtahMonetarySummit.org. So if you heard the discussion about the Utah gold and silver acceptance program, then once again, UtahMonetarySummit.org is where you can learn more about that. Now, Cal, and how do you pronounce your last name, by the way? Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity.
Talk right into that microphone for me, please.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Wait. So how do I pronounce your last name?
Molinet. M-O-L-I-N-E-T.
Cal Molinet, welcome to Free Talk Live. Is this your first time at Porkfest?
Yes.
I had a feeling it was because I randomly ran into you the other night. You had arrived at fairly late in the...
Three in the morning.
And you're like, oh, where do I go? You know, it's 3 in the morning. What do I do? Well, the office is closed. Rogers does not staff
around. I do not want to talk to you at 3 a.m.
Around the clock. So I don't know. What did you do? Sleep in your car?
I actually found a lot of great people here already to talk to.
You got
to
talk right... I apologize.
I found a lot of great people to talk to already. By the campfire that was set up by the bowl, as you call it here.
Fantastic.
A lot of good conversation we just started off from there. It's like that was a very good experience introduction to Porkfest. Everyone's like really great and kind of fun to talk to and stuff like that. There's no like a passive, you know, aggressive kind of languages or anything like that. I mean, we're all here for the same reason. Like the end game is to end the state. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like coming here is like talking about the same stuff that we all know about. And I love the way how you introduced and we're talking about earlier about ending the state, and we have to do, you know, by the numbers. And that's kind of what I'm doing in Richmond. Liberate RVA. It's RVA is Richmond, Virginia. It's abbreviation for Richmond, Virginia.
The airport code or something?
Yeah, like the airport code. But you have, like, D.C., Washington, D.C., abbreviated for District of Columbia. So the whole thing kind of just started. I was part of Occupy RVA when the movement came to my own city. And I was there for the first two nights until I started seeing more and more of, like, turn out to be something else that I didn't think it would be. It turned out to be more change the government through more government.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, people don't know any better. I mean, they don't. I was also involved and am still involved in the Occupy movement, although it doesn't really exist right now. But technically, I'm still connected to those folks. I think they're good people.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah,
I think there are people that that realize there are some serious problems out there, and they just don't know how to solve them, because most of us went to government school where you were taught, well, if you don't like the system, you can get elected and you can change it. And so that's what they still
think. Let's all get together and decide what the state drink's going to be, kids.
They still think
lobby
that.
Our congressperson.
Right. So they're still laboring under the belief that that's going to work. Oh, let's just get together and, elect these people and then they're going to change. Same thing with the Tea Party.
Let's
elect these guys and they're going to change things. Well, it hasn't worked. And if voting did change anything, they'd probably make it illegal. But what are you trying to do in impeachment?
You just said it right there, the voting part, and I think that's where all of this comes from. It took me like about 10 months, sometimes to about a year, to finally get the people I care about to finally, come on, you got to understand this, see the matrix, right? It's like, why is it taking so long? I feel like that's a problem here too, right? It takes a long time. They say, what's the difference between minarchism and anarchism? It's like, well, a year and a half and 2 years. Well, you forget that. There's all the other Democrats and Republicans before they become libertarians to get to that threshold. So there's more years added on to that. And I'm like looking at the numbers, like that's going to take forever. I don't want to be 80 years old holding a sign still saying, I still want my freedoms. And even if you take away one law and say, all right, great that we can smoke marijuana, but how long did that take? 40 years, and how many freedoms did we lose in the meanwhile?
It hasn't even happened yet.
Right?
I mean, we're still working on that.
Yeah, still working. Even if you repeal one tax law, how many freedoms did we lose in the meanwhile?
Right.
Right? I was in the military, too, and that was my whole thing, too. It's like, well, I thought I was defending our freedoms or maybe granting more freedoms, but you look at the National Defense Authorization Act that was passed earlier this year, right when everyone's inebriated over New Year's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find we keep losing more and more freedoms, and government keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
The soldiers are out there defending our freedoms, but we keep losing them, right?
Right,
so, one might draw the conclusion that the soldiers aren't defending our freedoms.
Right, and it isn't so much about defending the military. It isn't so much about defending the uniform or anything like that. You're really just defending the people you care and love for.
So tell me more about what you're trying to do in Virginia. I mean, specifically in Richmond.
Right. So in Richmond is seeing the options that are not available, right? It's like there's Occupy RVA and what else, right? The Tea Party, there's really no really entirely non-aggressive, no non-violent movement there. So just create one. Just started creating Liberate RVA, right? Liberate our communities from the idea that violence will set us free. All violence, not state violence.
From the idea that violence will set us free, which is a pretty important idea. It's one that we've discussed a lot on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
I mean, the history of mankind interacting with one another is, a lot of it's based on violence. A lot of takeovers and violent secessions, violence. And ultimately, it seems like if violence is your tool, that ends up being your ends as well.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what the whole thing is really centered around, showing people the hidden violence behind voting, right?
So it's an outreach organization?
Yes, it is.
So how are you people doing your outreach?
It really just started with me just getting a sign at VCU campus and saying, ask me how voting is immoral. Not in your face, not yelling at you, no signs or anything.
LiberateRVA.com is your website?
That's correct.
Is this something that people can duplicate where they come from?
Yes, actually we have a symbol. It's the bolt cutters and the olive branch, and it's actually the anarchy symbol.
I hope it works out for you. LiberateRVA.com, but if it doesn't, and you're ready to give up, come to New Hampshire. We're going to have a lot more fun.
All right, that sounds like fun.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live from Port Fest 2012.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE, should you want. Otherwise, you may just want to sit back and listen as we interview interesting people from here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because normally, Free Talk Live is not an interview program. We're not looking for guests to put on the air, to fill airtime, because I think our callers are more interesting. The callers, people like you, are more interesting. People who we don't know, people who, with whom we're not familiar, and you never know where callers are going to take the program. So you're certainly welcome to still call in, but it's rare that we get a chance to interview multiple people on the show. Porkfest is the time for us to do that.
Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's right, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, and we're surrounded by interesting people, so it would be a shame to not talk to them. And one of those folks is Adam Kokesh. We're going to bring him on our third microphone this evening here from Porkfest 2012. And by the way, you can go to Porkfest, PORCFEST.com to learn more about what's going on here.
Also, join more than a million people who trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents, whatever legal document you need to get, whether it's patents or trademarks or wills or living trusts or whatever it is that you need to protect your business or your family. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL and you can save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com. It's LegalZoom.com.
Adam Kokesh is here with us, the host of Adam versus the Man, formerly on the RT Network, now a totally independent internet producer. You're cranking out content on a pretty much a daily basis. Is that right, Adam?
Well, I used to have a radio show, too, out of Albuquerque. So now when I say I do a podcast and a YouTube channel, it's not just not cool enough for TV anymore. I got booted out of the radio business, too.
Well, I don't know. You know,
there's a lot of people from the radio business making a lot of money doing podcasts these days. So, one can say what one wants about podcasts. The fact is it's an entirely different medium that allows, some different connection with your listeners.
Well, I learned a lot from my experience at RT having a TV show for a while, and I think developed a unique skill that I know you gentlemen appreciate, having really built this show from the ground up, of not just being a host, but being a producer, being someone who is aware of the service that you are providing to your audience and the product that you are releasing and how it is received as you are bringing production resources to bear.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been really important for me. I'm more of an entrepreneur or businessman and first, and then second, a host second to that. But I think most people in talk radio or radio in general or TV just want to be the talent. They just want to be the person who shows up and get the makeup put on them for TV, and they go in front of the lights and the cameras and they do their thing and they go home, collect a paycheck. Or the same thing for radio guys. They just want to show up, yak behind a microphone for a few hours and collect a paycheck at the end of the week. And we're people that are building independent brands and are marketing those brands and getting them out there, and at the same time we get to talk about freedom as well. And so,
and to an extent that works with the push model of the old media, where you didn't have the internet as a factor, but a lot of your audience is online as well, and you connect with your audience online, and the way you manage your website and take input from your listeners is something that means the people who do that, who come to media with that attitude, that old media product of the glamorous star of a production, they can't compete with you. Because now the expectation from the audience is someone that has a connection with them, someone that understands them, someone that gives them an opportunity to interact. And I certainly enjoy that about what I'm doing now, although even when I was on RT, we put every single episode up on YouTube.
Sure.
And we were able to get that. And I'm a manic comment reader. I drive myself nuts.
Do you? I just ignore the YouTube comments at this point. They're just horrifying, and I just ignore there's some good ones on there, but it seems like it's mostly nastiness.
Well, I put out like 8 videos a day when I'm really cranking them out, and that's a lot of highlights from the podcast and a couple other videos outside of that. But I try to do at least 6 to 8 a day on a good day, when everything's clicking with my operation, we're getting out 8 a day. But I always check the comments, and I'm it's always like that's my first proofread, really, to make sure, did I spell something wrong? Did I screw something up?
Yeah.
My fans on YouTube will let me know right away, hey, by the way, you rendered this video wrong, Adam. It's got 3 minutes of content and an hour of
black
silence afterwards. You need to delete it and re-upload it. So it's always like the dummy check for me. So it also has that opportunity to connect with people, and the first ones to comment, are the most enthusiastic
that's
members
true.
Of your audience.
And sometimes the haters will be the first ones to comment. But, it's great. And I think one of the other benefits of doing what you and I do and Mark does and a lot of the independent producers, because every show that's been, I know you probably just haven't been on Free Talk Live this week. There have been other shows that have been produced here. These are all people that have cut out the middleman effectively. I mean, you don't have to go through some sort of gatekeeper to connect with these personalities. They're there and they want to connect with you because that's how you create that bond the potential to create that bond that will keep somebody a fan for a long time.
Hopefully. Absolutely.
So now, let's talk more about.
I want to know about monetizing. I mean, we know how you monetize in radio. We know how you monetize in TV. How do you monetize in podcast?
Well, I don't with the podcast actually directly. And to me, it's a way to build my audience and really bring people into how I'm thinking. But it's also a way for me to produce YouTube videos because I produce the video as well and just do highlight clips from the podcast. So
the YouTube videos allow you to get money from Google Ads and you make money that way?
Right. Well, I'm really fortunate. I just got the equivalent of being discovered on YouTube by Maker Studios. They're one of the ones that manage a YouTube partner network that contains a lot of the major names on YouTube, the people that have like 1 million-plus subscribers, of course. I'm still down, I think, around 25,000.
That's huge, though. I mean, compared to a lot of other people in this movement, at least, in the Liberty movement.
I feel like now I'm on a track where I'm really building that on a slow but consistent exponential growth curve, and I'm on a good track with that. But for a long time, I considered monetizing everything and doing a whole independent ad thing. I really respect the time that you guys put in dealing with that because, I looked at it, I tried, and it wasn't that I couldn't do it, but that I realized that it was a huge time investment.
Yeah.
and what I wanted to do building my business was to be able to focus on content and providing stuff for the audience for free and put out the tip jar. And basically that's what I do. I sell overpriced merchandise at AdamVersusTheMan.com. And we ask people to become recurring donors.
Well, that's how we do it, too. I mean, we put the tip jar out and we do the Free Talk Live AMP program where people can pony up $3 a month. You know, we don't ask for a whole lot. And to support something that they enjoy and they think is valuable and hopefully is also reaching new people with these ideas. Because, you know, the number one important thing to do on Free Talk Live is to entertain people, to keep them listening through, you know, the next commercial break on their local radio station so advertisers can, you know, get money in. But at the same time, we also get to talk about freedom. And I think that's something that's really important. And that's obviously an important theme to you. A member of Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Yes. So still, but not active. But it was really more a seminal phase that I went through in my political development of my framework coming out of the military back from Fallujah.
What year was that you got out?
Well, I was in Fallujah in 2004, didn't get out till the end of 2006, and it was after getting in trouble for having brought a pistol back. And I think this is the most important thing about my military experience. You know, I did a lot of public speaking with Iraq Veterans Against the War as if I was some expert on foreign policy or some, you know, military logistics expert. I was like, no, I'm an expert on my experience in Iraq in Fallujah for 7 months. But what it really informed me with, you know, was my perspective and really motivated me to share that perspective. And then being involved with Iraq Veterans Against the War, being surrounded by all the liberals in the anti-war movement forced me to get better at defending my positions and deepen my understanding of libertarian philosophy. And that took me down the rest of the way down the rabbit hole and then running for office and then falling over backwards into an independent media career.
It's been interesting. You know, what was your first year at Porkfest? Because you've been coming around for a little while.
No, last year was my first year. Yeah, and
maybe
I was just
Liberty
here for
Forum.
The weekend. I did Liberty Forum in 2009. Yeah.
Okay. So first year at Porkfest was last year.
I Free State Project with climate control and internet at a reliable accessibility is certainly preferable to the campground at times. I gotta say, as much of a blast as I've been having, really, to be fair, this is kind of my first Porkfest. I got here Tuesday morning.
Most of the whole week.
Oh, yeah, and I've been camping.
Yeah.
You know, last time we were in a motel for two nights.
Right, down the road or this motel?
Both, actually. Logistical challenge there, too. But, you know, I love the community here, and I'm happy, so happy to be supporting the Free State Project and everything you do, but from a distance where I don't have to deal with the humidity or the cold or the mosquitoes.
All right. Well, I can call you out on that here in a little bit if you want, but Hank, can you stick with us, Adam, for the remainder of the program?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right. More with Adam Kokesh from AdamVersusTheMan.com. That's AdamVSTheMan.com. He's going to join us here for the remainder of this program, the live Saturday edition. Maybe you've got a question for him. You're welcome to dial in 855-453. We're here live on the final night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at webex.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. The number is 855-450-FREE, and we still might be able to sneak your call in if you make it right now at 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, like Adam Kokesh and other people that are in the realm of the freemium model, where you give away everything, and then after the fact, maybe ask for a little bit of support. You can do that with us over at freetalklive.com. There are different ways. One of them, the AMP program, as we discussed earlier, at amp.freetalklive.com. You can go and send $3 a month into Free Talk Live, and we'll take that and invest it in the show, getting on more radio stations. Over 100 stations pick up Free Talk Live at this point, so you can help make that more possible, add more stations to it at amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, about one of the conversations that was coming out of Porkfest here that I found really exciting, someone asked me, asked a panel that I was on, who should we donate to? Who should we support in terms of liberty activists or liberty media outlets? And it occurred to me there is a correct answer to this from the anarcho-capitalist perspective. You should give to the one that gives you the most satisfaction, that gives you the most enjoyment, that gives you the most belief that your money is being spent on something that you believe in. And if you get something out of either saying thank you to someone who you appreciate, who's doing activism or producing liberty media, then thank them. Thank them by giving them that support. Or if you feel that they're speaking for you, that they're effectively doing something that you could not, and
absolutely,
spreading a message that you want spread, support those that you want to because you believe in them. And if you are listening to this show right now, I assume that you'd be in a good position to throw Mark and Ian a few bucks.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I know that there are ways for your listeners and viewers at AdamVersusTheMan.com to support you as well.
Yep, AdamVersusTheMan.com.
And that's what I've said over at LRN.FM. It's kind of my internet hobby network, and we're working on getting you on. And we've been in talks about this now for years, and I think it finally is going to happen at some point. But, you know, one of the things I encourage there is there's a promo that runs on the air. Like, yeah, you can give some money to LRN.FM, and that helps us get on the satellite and things like that. There's things we can do with that. But I also encourage, hey, give money directly to your favorite shows. And, you know, they all have different ways to do that. So whoever it is, I love that. Whoever it is you like and most appreciate, and I think are doing the most effective work for Liberty, send that their way. Because I can tell you, people like you, Adam, and us here on Free Talk Live, we can do more per dollar than any of those D.C. think tanks can.
Well, speaking of which, I just scored an AP article.
Heck yeah, tell me about it.
This is really exciting. Associated Press decided to give us a preemptive promotion of a protest. And that almost never happens. And that's how you can tell whether the media is like supporting something. Because if they don't support it, they'll cover it after the fact. If they support it, they'll cover it before. And Can I cuss on your
You really can. You got to really limit yourself because it is FCC.
Well, then I can't even tell you about it.
You can. We've been talking about it.
Say the word cuss.
We've been talking about it on Free Talk Live. There's Middleborough, Massachusetts.
Middleborough, Massachusetts, a town of 20,000 people, had a town hall meeting where a cop showed up and said, we want the ability to fine people $20 every time they cuss. Right now, there's a law on the books that says if we want to arrest someone for cussing, we have to actually arrest them. Whereas we can't really get away with that because that would be too obvious and really inappropriate. But can we just fine them $20?
A ticket.
And there's some kids here that have been making some noise because, you know, they don't really like the options provided by the government-run indoctrination centers in our town, and they have their afternoons free to cuss up a storm downtown. Yeah, right. So again, 183 people voted for a policy that's going to affect a town of 20,000 and anybody who should pass through there, this gang of bullies cracking down on kids' behavior, basically bullying the most disadvantaged among us, those who can't,
sure,
who can't even vote to say we should have the right to freedom of speech in public here. So we are going down on Monday.
We, meaning those who are interested in this. This is an open event.
Exactly.
An event that's public. So anybody who loves freedom of speech can come out to Middleborough, Massachusetts, Monday at noon.
12:30 to 1, because we don't want to be disruptive. We don't want to disturb the residents of Middleborough. What we want to do is shine a national spotlight on this. So we are having the free effing speech demonstration. And if you spell that out, you can find it on Facebook.
Right.
And I didn't actually think that this would be a big deal. I thought, hey, this will be fun on my way back from Porkfest. You know, maybe if we have half a dozen people there and it's a respectable crowd to listen to me give a little rant, hey, we get it on video and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we've got over 200 people attending on Facebook. I haven't even been able to check it recently since the AP story broke.
Well, I know that a lot of the Keniacs are excited about this.
Yeah.
They, you know, good chance to get out and get out and, you know, bring the video cameras down, maybe participate in actually breaking this profanity ban and or recording other people doing it. Mark?
Now, I can't say I'm thrilled about the idea of people going and cussing downtown any place, but one thing that I do sort of wonder about is as many times as their complaint is kids, you know, teenagers. And this is the same organization, the government, which disallows these kids from having jobs. I had a job when I was 12 years old. I wasn't sitting downtown anywhere cussing at anyone about anything.
Certainly.
Because I was working. And, you know,
they might even see you at the comic store.
This is a perfect explanation about how the government breaks your leg and then attempts to give you a crutch. I mean, that's what's going on.
Even more profound than that, what I think this says about the nature of government is why the nation should look at the story and why the story has already gone kind of viral and people are going, whoa, how did this happen?
Well, we're going to see how they're going to respond to it. I mean, are they going to leave it alone or are they going to crack down? I mean, it's going to be one or the other. There's not going to be a middle ground. And so it's interesting. I know you've actually got to run. You're welcome to stay in chat, but you told us that they're expecting you.
Well, I have another event here at Porkfest, and it's been so exciting. We have this Soapbox Idol, another one of the big highlights. But remember, if you can't say funk, you can't say funk the government.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Adam, maybe you could call on Monday night and give us a report
on
what happened.
Because
I plan on being there. If I can get a ride out and back from Too Keen.
We're going to make that happen.
Awesome. Thank you, we'll look forward to seeing you on Monday. I think I've heard you're coming to Keene after Porkfest.
Yes, the Derek J release party. We're going to present him an opportunity as soon as he gets out of jail for another opportunity to engage in civil disobedience.
That's true. Good. We're going to invite him down to Middleboro. And so you'll be there for the Derek J release party. Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man. Thank you for sitting in on Free Talk Live tonight. By the way, he brought his dog with him to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Unfortunately, the dog encountered a skunk earlier this week.
He didn't just encounter it. Apparently he ate the bottom half of the skunk.
Luckily, radio does not transmit smell because the dog is not smelling too good.
Yeah, the skunk got the final laugh on that one, I'll tell you. It's permeating.
Monday's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. We'll tell you more about that as time approaches. Ed is with us listening in California. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark live from Porkfest 2012.
Wow, what an honor to be on with you guys. I've listened for, I'll bet you, 2 years now, something like that, and I certainly wish that I could be there with you guys.
Well, there's always next year, Ed.
Always next year. I've got 3 kids in diapers, so that might be a few years. But
I heard you. There are plenty of kids in diapers here.
How old was Jack when you brought him here for the first time?
The first time he would have been in diapers, certainly.
So it's possible. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm watching my illegal chickens lay illegal eggs and watching my illegal turkeys eat illegal food and about ready to go in and drink some illegal milk. But a couple of questions, it's all true, believe it or not. A couple of questions just right off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. I would like to know what it's like. I've been to New Hampshire many, many times. I married a California girl, and she's extraordinarily afraid of moving to New Hampshire. And I said, well, there's really nothing to fear about freedom. New Hampshire seems to be about the most free place to go. I would just like to no, in general terms, what's it like for you guys living there as part of the Free State Project? And beyond that, what's it like to raise kids? How is family life there?
Good questions. I wish we had more than a minute or so to talk about them.
I'd say that New Hampshire tends to fall in the first to the top 5 positions on just about every good list in, that they put out on, you know, this state is the best for education, healthcare, or this, that, or the, you know, everything. New Hampshire's at the top of the list. And remember, it's the freest state in America. So, therefore, the government is involved generally the least in all of those areas. So we can kind of point to New Hampshire being, hey, look, you know, it's the freest of the states already. In those ways, I'd say that the advantage of living in New Hampshire for me is being able to hang out with people on a regular basis that get the ideas of liberty.
And having that number of those people increasing month to month, there are always new people who love liberty coming here. Mm-hmm. So while everybody,
is it really a monthly thing that you folks see an influx of people coming
yes.
there? Like,
I,
know,
I wouldn't
a new
no.
face on every, you know, like a couple new faces a month or
yes. The term influx, you know, I don't know, it can be defined differently. But
you said a couple of new faces.
There are new people.
Absolutely, yes.
And
more than that.
There are probably a couple of new faces per month in every region in New Hampshire. And then, you know, throughout the year, you're probably looking at several hundred people that will move in throughout the entire state. We've got over 1,000 people
for the Free State Project
that are here now for the Free State Project. So if you're looking for a vibrant liberty movement that actually has people participating and an increasing number of them, there is no other option that is more popular than the Free State Project. This is it. And I'd recommend you go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Yeah, it can get cold here. Mark and I are Florida natives.
Worst thing about it is pushing white stuff around.
But you know what? It's not as bad as people make it out to be. And I get cold easy.
No.
So to me, it's worth it to be
guys,
around people that love freedom. Thanks, Ed. We've been live from Porkfest 2012. Thanks for being here.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C. Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C. Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.